Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 43, The Woman and the Dragon. Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1 reads, "A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head." The text specifically says this is a sign, a road sign pointing to someone. Verse 2, "She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth." Verse 2 says this woman was going to give birth, we'll find out, to a son. Over the centuries, many people have suggested, many women or organizations, that this woman is. This woman is Mary, the mother of Jesus. In my mind, there's no doubt about that. She gave birth to a son. Verse 3 says, "Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads." We will see the dragon, who is Satan, represented this way in the next few chapters. So we have Mary, who is the woman. We have Satan, who is this dragon. Verse 4, "His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth." I believe the stars here represent angels, and one third of the angels was flung to the earth when Satan rebelled. So we've gone back in time a bit here. Verse 4 continues, "The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment it was born." As soon as Jesus was born, Satan tried to get rid of him, as we've seen from the history of Herod trying to kill Jesus. Obviously, Satan failed in that attempt, and throughout Jesus' 33-plus years, he tried to do the same. He tried to kill Jesus with no success. Verse 5, "She gave birth to a son, a male child, who we know is Jesus, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter." Only Jesus will rule the nation with an iron scepter, so we know the child, the baby, is Jesus, and therefore we have to know that his mother is Mary. Again, Jesus will rule the earth with a rod of iron, because during the 1,000 years, sin will still be something to be dealt with. There will be peace on earth during the 1,000-year rule of Christ, but it will not be perfect peace. The verse goes on, "And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne." And that's obviously the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will stop there, because verse 6 jumps way far into the future. You do not see the jump very clearly in the text. It just seems to all flow together. But there is a vast period of time between verse 5 and verse 6.